USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Millions of people across the country are dealing with the heat wave. Milwaukee hit a record high 3 days in a row, and it got above 100 degrees in Sioux Falls, South Dakota over the weekend. New England is among the hot spots today as heat advisories are in place. Philadelphia also set to feel the heat early this week. The National Weather Service in Boston also taking the time to tweet to remind folks how dangerous the heat can be. They tweeted a graphic urging everybody to prevent heat-related deaths by looking in their cars before locking up. Vice President Kamala Harris is in Guatemala trying to get to the bottom of why there's a surge in illegal immigration from the Northern Triangle heading to the United States. She's holding a news conference with Guatemala's president and is also going to be meeting with community leaders to discuss issues on the ground. This is USA Radio News.
It may be the biggest cover-up of our time. Was the coronavirus created in a lab? And did the Chinese government hide the truth? Now, Steve Cortez and Jen Pellegrino give you the shocking truth on their hit Newsmax show, Cortez and Pellegrino. Newsmax is already the fourth largest cable news channel in America. And all this week, Cortez and Pellegrino tell you the real story about the coronavirus the big media won't tell you. More than 30 million Americans watch Newsmax, now on all major cable systems. If your cable company doesn't carry Newsmax, call them. Tell them you want Newsmax or you can switch. Plus, find Newsmax for free on your smart TV, Roku, Pluto, Zumo, or more. And remember, you can download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone and start watching now. Join millions of Americans turning off the old cable news and going to Newsmax for real news they can trust. Check Newsmax out today.
The CDC says that more than 300 million doses of COVID vaccine have been administered in the United States. As of Sunday, just over 49% of Americans over 12 are now fully vaccinated. New data also showing that 14 states have reached the goal of 70% of their adult residents receiving at least one dose of vaccine. The White House has set a goal of getting 70% of all adults in the country to have received at least one dose by July 4th. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The Supreme Court isn't taking up a discrimination case regarding the male-only military draft. A men's rights group claims a male-only draft is discriminatory against women, arguing it became lawful after the Defense Department opened combat roles to women in 2013. Back in 1981, the High Court ruled in the case of Rossiter v. Goldberg that the male-only requirement was justified since women could not serve in combat roles at that time. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Christy Noem governs a state that's about 1,500 miles away, but the South Dakota Republican appeared to be a big hit with North Carolina's GOP at their convention on Saturday. Noem criticizing Tony Fauci, the infectious disease expert, who had told her that South Dakota would need 10,000 hospital beds when the coronavirus reached its peak in the state. Turns out, she said, South Dakota only needed 600 beds when infections hit their highest point. Noem also saying people in her state like their freedom as opposed to the states that were locked down, such as New York and California.
The first time you heard my name was because the liberals were busy kicking me in the head for all the decisions I was making in South Dakota, right? Right? Rachel Maddow, Elizabeth Warren, all talking about how I was irresponsible, I was reckless, I was a denier. But I want you to know something, that my people are happy. And they're happy because they're free. They're free and their freedoms were protected this last year.
The annual Laughlin UFO Mega Conference is kicking off with added excitement this year. This year's event in the gambling resort town of Laughlin, Nevada, is getting a boost from the government's recent data release on UFO sightings by U.S. military flights and the soon-to-be-released unclassified government report on the phenomena. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.